The U.S. Open Tennis Championships get underway a week from Monday. As Only a Game's Ron Schachter reports, this year's Open marks the return of a doubles team whose performance last year put them on the world map.
While teammates Rohan Bopanna and Assam Elhook Qureshi practiced on Court 10 earlier this week at the Western and Southern Open in Mason, Ohio, just a handful of fans were watching alongside. But over the past 2 years, it's become clear that Bopanna from India and Qureshi from neighboring Pakistan are playing to a much larger audience. They call themselves the Indo-Pak Express. Qureshi says they've been using their prodigious skills on the tennis court to promote peace between two nations that over the last 60 years have held more wars with each other than U.S. Open titles.
All our lives, I've only seen Pakistanis and Indians on the other sides competing against each other and cheering for their respective teams. But for the first time with our partnership, I have seen that the Indians and Pakistanis sitting together, cheering for one cause and cheering for one team, which is for me is a beautiful sight. And it just shows that sports is beyond all the religions, cultures, or politics. And it can reach boundaries. For me, I think no politician can reach or no politics can reach.
Bopanna and Qureshi, a Hindu and a Muslim respectively, often sport warm-up outfits emblazoned with the slogan, "Stop War, Start Tennis." And they've been lobbying the leaders of their respective governments to let them play a tennis match straddling the often tense India-Pakistan border. The two met 15 years ago while playing junior tennis. After pursuing undistinguished singles careers and occasionally teaming in doubles competitions, they joined forces for keeps in late 2009. Since then, they've won twice on the ATP World Tour and made it to the finals of half a dozen other tournaments. Along the way, they've steadily moved up the doubles ladder, lately fluctuating between fifth and sixth in the world rankings. They've done so, Qureshi adds, by playing to each other's strengths.
We're still learning a lot about the doubles because we're very new. Thing is, I think we definitely complement each other's games. I lack a lot of power, to be honest, from the back of the court. Rohan has a big forehand, a big backhand, and a very, very huge serve. So I'm someone who just keeps hitting punches, small ones, but Rohan is the one who actually keeps hitting the knockout punches, you know?
When Bopanna and Qureshi reached the U.S. Open Finals last September against top seeds Mike and Bob Bryan, more than the media packed Arthur Ashe Stadium. Large numbers of Indian and Pakistani fans cheered side by side. So did the Indian and Pakistani U.N. ambassadors, who are more accustomed to squaring off on the U.N. floor. Karen Krause covers tennis for the New York Times.
Their match with the Bryans last summer was great, and I remember Bob and Mike saying it might have been the only time they ever played in a U.S. Open final where they were not the favorites. They felt like the crowd was really much more on the side of the other team, either with the fans from India or from Pakistan. Or here the Bryans should have had the home court advantage, and they felt like they were the underdogs.
While the Bryans went on to claim their third Open title on tiebreakers, 7-6, 7-6, they insisted afterwards that their opponents' initiatives off the court were more important than winning any Grand Slam tournament. In November, the duo from India and Pakistan received the ATP's 2010 Arthur Ashe Humanitarian of the Year Award. After practicing last Monday, Qureshi exchanged pleasantries and posed for pictures courtside with a Pakistani family. Also watching was Rahu Saligram, who lives in Schaumburg, Illinois, and hails from Bopanna's Indian hometown, Bangalore. Saligram and his wife follow the Indo-Pak Express in person and on Twitter, and he says that this unique tennis partnership is an idea whose time has come.
There are factions still, I'm sure, in India and Pakistan that say, how the hell can you play with that guy? But all the papers are saying the right things, the media, the TV, our friends, the people we know, they're all very excited. I have a co-worker who's a Pakistani, and he cannot hold his, you know, smiles back when the last year when I went back and I told him about these two guys, and he started following them.
Bopanna admits that his play with Qureshi is still progressing and can't predict how far they'll go in this year's U.S. Open. He does, however, have a pretty clear picture of the singles match the two want to play at the Wagah border crossing, which is sometimes described as the Berlin Wall between India and Pakistan.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the only border of India and Pakistan you have to cross by foot. So, you know, that's the idea of Assam to play on the Indian side and me to play on the Pakistani side with the net in the middle of the border, off the gates.
Did you mention this to the ambassadors when you met them in New York?
Yes. I mean, they very much knew about it and they were very supportive for it as well.
That would be a match in which Bopanna and Qureshi would see themselves as the home team. For Only a Game, I'm Ron Schachter.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. This year's Breck Epic Mountain Bike Race in Breckenridge, Colorado, attracted more than 200 elite riders hailing from 15 countries. The plan was to cover 240 miles over six stages. That was before somebody started messing with the arrows. Tuesday, markers set up to guide riders were moved and turned. According to the Summit Daily News, the mischief was corrected quickly, but several racers spent 15 to 20 minutes navigating trails that weren't part of the course. With no good solutions available, organizers decided to let the time stand without adjustments. Race leader Lico Ramirez was one of those fooled, but there was good news for the Costa Rican cyclist. He'd been so far ahead, he was still in first place at the end of the day, even after being taken for a run.
There's a muddy road ahead, detour. Paid no mind what it said, detour.